Good morning. Yeah, who knew? Who knew? 7:10 a.m. on March the 27th, 2016, a Sunday morning. I'm not exactly Charles Corralt, but it'll have to do. It's a beautiful morning. It's cold. It's a pretty morning. It is a cold morning. 22, 24, somewhere in there, well below freezing. My mustache is already coated with ice. It's the first Sunday following the first full moon after the vernal equinox, which makes this, according to the First Council of Nicaea, Easter. Oh my, yes, Easter. I'm not a particularly good Christian. I had to look it up after last Sunday's fiasco. And it seems odd. It was just last Sunday. So the week has gone so long. It seems like so much has happened in the last week. And in reality, not a whole lot has happened. I have been in the word processor this morning. I have been working on Milk Run. I'm pleased. I still haven't gotten to 10,000 words yet, but maybe today. I'm getting a bit more buy-in from the family. I'm getting a little more support and help. I spent a goodly portion of yesterday flying with Phoenix Freight, which was fun. But yeah, playing Italia and Zoya yesterday was sort of like, I want to write about these two. These people are cool. So they're about to have their first fight. Because Natalia, it turns out Natalia has been in toehold space before. Her father has taken her to toehold space. At least that we know of, over to High Tortuga. And she already has an account with the bank at High Tortuga, which she only needs to revalidate. Zoya has an account. She doesn't know it yet. But Zoya's having a bit of a problem because of everything that she knows about toehold space is that these are the bad guys, that it's filled with mother rapers and father rapers and litterers. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So yeah, she's having a little bit of a cognitive dissonance because what she's finding is not what she believes, and the longer it goes, the more convoluted, the more conflicted her thinking is. What she's experiencing is not what she expected. What she's experiencing is not at all what she was led to believe, which is going to be amusing later on down the road when she starts actually questioning Zoya, that is. When she starts questioning what she thinks she knows, what she holds to be truth. Which it should be fun. It should be a great story. I'm looking forward to finding out how it unfolds. So yeah, look at me. I'm walking. I've kind of lost track. It's maybe like 4 days in a row. I know it's at least two because I walked yesterday. I think I walked Friday. Yes, I could look, but I don't want to take my gloves off again. It's cold. It's cold. It's cold, cold. So, yeah, one of the things that I spent probably too much time doing yesterday is reading Maggie Hogarth's Her Instruments series. I finished book two. I didn't even pause at the end of book two. I just went right into book three. Book two had sort of a minor cliffhanging ending. I'm so into the story, I don't even care. I don't even care. This is... I have to confess, I really didn't think I was going to like this as much as I do. The aliens are consistent and sufficiently alien while at the same time exhibiting their human roots. Everybody has a goal. Everybody has a need. Everybody is a formed character. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's terrific to read. For me, anyway, I don't know. Maybe other people won't like it. I know other people won't like it. It's too kitschy. It's too... There's an element of science fiction romance in it, which I have actually enjoy. Not only do I not have a problem with it, I actually enjoy it. But I'm just enjoying the hell out of it. And the problem was, I shouldn't be sitting here reading. I should be writing. I should be working on my bookkeeping, because I need to do a better job going forward with bookkeeping. So I need to be ready to deal with things like quarterly statements and stuff. I also need to get formal and register the business name, get a tax ID number for it, so I can deal with setting up the IRAs I need. One of the things I can do is set up a business IRA, and I can set up a standard IRA. Perhaps a standard IRA is all I'm going to do. I don't know. I need to talk to the retirement planning people. A lot will depend on how much I think we will be earning over the next 3 to 5 years. And if I don't get some new books out, it's not going to be very much. I'm afraid it's not going to be very much at all. So I have to get some new books out, which is a little added incentive. So April 8th, I'll be down in Denver. I'll be back in Denver sometime in July, probably at the book bar. But before that, I need to get this paperbacks out, so I'll have some books to take down to the book bar. The idea is that we're going to be doing a presentation and a signing. And to be honest, if I sell more than 10 books, I'd be highly surprised. Highly surprised. And we make the eastern turn. Oh, and we finally have, my shadow is finally lined up with the sidewalk. Look at that. I'm walking east, my shadow is behind me, but it's lined up directly with the sidewalk. I've been watching it get closer and closer as the sun comes up and starts shifting. The road isn't exactly east-west, so I needed for it to get up a little bit. Monk post. Because where the sun rises now, a week after the equinox, is still pretty close to due east. And if the road were east, fully east-west, then my shadow would be east-west at sunrise. And it isn't quite. It's a little bit still. Although maybe. I didn't actually check on the equinox because I didn't get out at sunrise on the equinox. Today I did. Today I was out. I got up early. I was up at 5. I had a little cup of coffee. I had a cinnamon bun. It's a horrible diet. Oh my God, it's such a terrible diet. I need to get something a little less carb-laden, which sort of means eggs. There's a whole raft of Easter candy right on the counter, right where I can get at it, which I need to move, so I'm not getting into it all the time. Somebody's doing laundry already this morning. I smell Febreze. I smell Febreze in the air. Somebody's doing laundry. It's glorious. It's cold. It's cold, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The sky is clear. Sun is shining right in my eyes. Ugh. Now I've got a spot right in the middle of my eyes. Thank you, thank you. But I'll get back. It won't be 7:30 and I will have already done my walk. And I will have already done my talk. I assume it's still recording. It says it's still recording. 13:32. What time is it? 7:24. Yeah, I'm probably not going to make it back before 7:30. But it's going to be close. It's going to be like 7:32 or something. So yeah, I'm feeling the itch. I'm feeling the book. I'm feeling the story. I'm feeling like I need to do something, which is always, always a good feeling. Come on, just get stuck into this book so you can rip it off. Yeah. So we should also have quarter share in Audible soon. I've written again to Podium because they won't tell me what the release date is unless I ask. And so I ask every week. The last time I asked was about 2 weeks ago, and they said they were hoping for finishing of the main recording in mid-March, and I can tell you that did happen. I heard from Jeffrey. And so they're now in the process of their final rendering, cleanup, and presentation. I've heard the first episode, and I will leave it to listeners to comment on it. And let it go at that. I'm sure the people who read it in, who listen to it in Audible, who have no idea what they're getting into, will go, "What the hell?" And they're going on and doing Ashes now, which is going to be problematic because Ashes spoilers so much of what happens in the last five books. But, you know what? It's their call. It's their mistake to make. And perhaps it's not a mistake. Perhaps they're doing what they need to do. Perhaps it's the right thing to do. Perhaps it is the right answer. Because Ashes has no listeners yet. Ashes has no audio yet. So it's an opportunity for people to grab it, to hear Ashes in their ears, if not read by me. Warming up finally. My hands are warm inside my gloves. Finally. I've got a bit of heat building up inside the long johns. I'm wearing full thermal top and bottom, along with a fleece cover, parka, jeans. I've got on my fleece hood. I've got the big parka hood pulled up over that. I knew it was going to be cold. I was right. It was darn frosty. But I'm glad I've gotten out. I'm glad I've gotten an opportunity to spend 20 minutes with you this morning on a lovely, lovely, quiet, peaceful Sunday morning. And we've crossed the street, heading for the back gate. And it's time for me to say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.